the time.
Flying, baby. It's flying.
Paul, I apologize profusely. I know you've been holding a while. I'll get to you when we can after this top of the hour break.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More than 100 million Americans in 16 states are under air quality alerts from smoke originating from Canadian wildfires. There should be an improvement in the dangerous situation by this weekend. Meanwhile, Norwegian officials say that smoke is expected to pour into Norway. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have shelled a southern Ukrainian city that was inundated in a catastrophic dam collapse. They said that forced a suspension of some rescue work hours after President Zelensky traveled to the area to assess the damage. At least 14 people have died, many are homeless, and tens of thousands are without drinking water after the dam's destruction. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 165 points, the NASDAQ adding 107. This is SRN News.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not every town will get wet today, but some towns will get a nice downpour. Look for a high temperature today in the lower 90s, again, with a sun and cloud mix and scattered random pop-up storms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours before fading out overnight tonight. Low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s to near 90. Saturday's high around 93. Good bit of sun both days, and the rain chances are very small. Not quite zero, but under 20% both Friday and Saturday. More scattered random storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
1819 News.
Alabama Congressman Barry Moore says impeachment is not off the table for the U.S. House when it comes to the director of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Moore spoke about it on FM Talk 106.5 out of Mobile, telling 1819 News Editor-in-Chief Jeff Poor that there is plenty of evidence that Mayorkas is not fulfilling his oath of office.
He just turns a blind eye to the laws that are already on the books. He interprets them in a way that allows him to disallow people to pour in across the southern border, and then he looks at a straight face and says, we have operational control, and we just know that not to be the truth. And so one of the members mentioned it yesterday, I think it was Troy Nelson, Texas, said that he lied to him in a committee hearing a few months ago, and so I think there's an opportunity there, and Mayorkas has to be one of those people we look at impeaching, and the secretaries, the directors that are not doing their job, because the American people expect that from us, and that's what we got to do.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Madison County coroner confirms that the deadly drug xylazine has made its way to that area, recently killing at least 10 people in less than 2 weeks. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration is calling xylazine even deadlier than fentanyl. It's a combination of large animal tranquilizing drugs and fentanyl and has a street name of Trank. The problem with xylazine is that it does not respond to Narcan, which is an overdose-reversing drug. I'm Andrea Tuss.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Well, looks like Fox News is live in Alabama, in Birmingham, Alabama, because they're awaiting the arrival of Vandersloot.
Oh, Vandersloot?
That bastard, excuse me.
No, he's just a... He deserves what he gets and 10 times more.
You know, I'm about the age Natalie Holloway would mm-hmm. be right now. One of the most horrific stories. As soon as I see that name come back, it brings back high school. It brings back all that. And it's just... You know, justice is never fully served here under the sun. It's only in the fullness of time. But at least this is a little bit of justice, this guy being extradited here to the United States.
It should be a lot worse than that. The fact that he tormented this family, the whole reason he's coming back here is not because of the murder. It's the second crime.
Yeah. Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul. You okay?
Well, pop, pop.
I know you worked the graveyard shift. I apologize for thinking that.
Oh, hi, Mud Puppy.
How you doing, little boy?
I was beginning to wonder if my car was driving itself or if I had one eye propped open.
I was wondering what sort of dreams you were having listening to Eddie and I in the background.
Yeah, that was really weird. I was thinking about ice cream and cookies and what Papa B had said. He pretty much burst my bubble and stole my thunder. I can't say nothing what the man ain't already said. So I decided I was going to give you a couple marbles to roll around in your noggin.
He's got plenty of room.
God made man. Give him dominion over on the earth. Named all the animals, all the birds of the air, all the fish in the sea, all of it. And then he give him, whoa, man. He goes out and hangs out with a serpent.
Uh-huh.
Adam has received the word from God. Eve received the word from Adam. So therefore, she didn't believe Adam or God. So get out, like you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they having some kids. Cain kills Abel. God has a nice little chat with Cain, tells him what all he's going to go through. And then he starts talking about wives. Wait a minute. Where did these women come from? He only talks about Eve and Adam having sons. These boys take their sisters for wives?
I don't know about that.
Well, he didn't say that God made some more women. He didn't say he took another woman out of Adam's body.
Yeah, but when you're writing a story, you're telling the history and the creation of man by God. There's going to be parts you got to skip over. It's kind of boring.
Are you saying scripture is boring?
No, I'm saying the people that wrote scripture go, we don't need to include that part. That's every day. That's ho-hum. See. We got to just include the big highlights.
But the way they've left that open, it will make you go, oh, wait a minute. Where'd these other women come from?
Right. And it really is also amazing where it's like we got a great deal and we screw it up right from the get-go. And
I believe if I was Adam, I'd have been on my knees. God, I didn't do it. She did it. And then she pushed that thing in my face. Said, the serpent said it'd be all right. I bit it. I'm okay. Here, take some. God, take her back. She ain't been nothing but a headache since you give her to me. Take her back!
Well,
I just thought I'd change things up.
I appreciate you, Paul.
See you, Paul.
Later, guys.
272-9228. And I am starting to worry things like this AI revolution, especially like artificial general intelligence, like a digital god, as some in Silicon Valley say, with a straight face.
You were more worried about falling for a digital girlfriend.
Well, that could definitely happen. That's already happening if you've seen some of the news stories out there. But I'm tending to think this AGI thing might be another bite at the forbidden fruit. A little bit of knowledge, or let's just say any knowledge short of God himself can be a good thing, but it could also be an incredibly evil, dangerous thing. But I guess our ancestors asked for it, and we continue to ask for it. 272-9228. Let's go to Smokin' Otis. Hey, Smokin' Otis.
Hey, good afternoon, y'all.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
You know, all this election things and, you know, just general distractions are distracting America as a whole. And I think we need to keep a little bit closer eye on China. Now, these guys have done, well, at least to me, snuck in multi-million-dollar spy facility right off our coast of Florida. Have you guys heard about that thing?
Heard about that. I mean, we've got the whole history of the Confucius Centers and the cozy relationship, especially in Alabama, and certain institutions. And but though, Smokin' Otis, I don't think the Chinese just did this on their own initiative. I think there are a lot of people in this country who are complicit. Some are just straight up. I mean, they'll buy and sell from anybody. It's all about the almighty dollar. But then I think some are like, well, wages are getting too high in this country. What are we going to do? Let's just go to China and have slaves build it. We'll pay them a pittance, and so that, you know, they're not. We got this risky research we're doing here in North Carolina. Well, that's way too risky. Let's make it legal, but we'll send it over to China.
Yep,
we can study bat viruses over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a problem for a few decades now.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with China being an influence in America, but this spy facility down in Cuba, that kind of caught me off guard.
I don't know. Like, to me, I'll look up, I don't know all the details of the facility in Cuba, but from just a quick search, it says Cuba gives China permission to build spying facility on the island. That's according to U.S. intel. So I think this goes back. You know, traditional spying doesn't shock me. Like, with the spy balloon by the Chinese, I'm kind of like, well, I think we know they do it. They know we do it to them. Everybody kind of is knowing everything, especially with satellites these days. Right. It's more the when the spy influences somebody. Say the spy sleeps with the guy, like Fang Fang. It goes all bang bang with Eric Swalwell, Mr. Fartgate.
Yep.
And that's where I start to get problems. Or the chauffeur for Dianne Feinstein.
20-something years.
But, you know, we can forgive her. She's senile.
But she's still a leader, is she not?
Yeah, but she's senile. It's just like John Fetterman.
Still has the right to vote, though.
Don't be ableist, Eddie.
Oh.
Especially you hobbling around today. I appreciate it, Smokin' Otis. I'll keep reading into this. Thank you.
Yeah, it just sounds good. Mm-hmm.
See you, buddy. Now, another thing that, talking about what he was talking about, what they're having issues now with is Chinese tourists, or people pretending to be Chinese tourists, and they're going into sensitive areas and then saying, oh, I'm a tourist. I didn't know any better. But it's happening so often, even the CIA is going, hey, maybe they're not tourists.
See, you do that in China. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I stumbled into the Mao's, you know, grave.
Off to the gulags, baby.
It's like, now I'm missing a kidney.
Yep.
Let's go to Lightning. Hey, Lightning.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I heard the conversation about the Supreme Court ruling, and I heard Thunder call in, heard some other people call in, and they sounded kind of distressed over the ruling, but I wanted to give them a silver lining. I figured that was the least I could do, you know, drop in real quick.
Sure.
Come on.
And I was listening, me and Thunder, and, you know, because everybody listened. We were listening on Tuesday, this week, to the show between 9 and 12. And that was an interesting conversation going on where people were saying that white men in America are too afraid to say what needs to be said. And that it's going to take black people to have the courage to say what needs to be said to get the country back on track, to get it where it needs to be. You know, somewhat in the mold of somebody like Tim Scott. You know, he's the poster boy for that. And that was a big conversation about that. And that, you know, black people need to use their voice. And thanks be to God, he works in mysterious ways. He sits high and he looks low. And this so happened, he must have been listening on Tuesday, too. Because now, 48 hours later, he had the Supreme Court render a decision that gave black folks in Alabama a larger voice. So I would suggest to the listeners to not look at this as a setback, but to look at it as a setup by God to give black folks, especially in the state of Alabama, a larger voice so that they can use it to do exactly what you said they should do, to voice their opinions, let their positions be known so that the country can get back on a good track. So just thank God for this praising, and just watch him work. He works in mysterious ways, and, you know,
oh, it'll certainly make Alabama.
I'd be happy about it.
I like any shakeup, so it'll certainly shake up Alabama politics. I really do think Terry Sewell's like, damn, right now. I think she's actually going to get competition now with things the way it's going to be redrawn. But at the end of the day, for me, my reaction this morning was like, whether it's black folks or white folks, maybe, are we listening to God when we hear the message that voting will set us free and make us prosperous, or are we listening to the serpent? I'm not sure about that.
I don't know, but again, God in all his wisdom got us here in this country with this thing that people talk about called the Constitution. And for better or for worse, I would imagine it's for better because it's in his divine wisdom. He set it up that way. That's what we got. The system we have is the system we have. And apart from that particular system, ain't nobody recommended nothing that will be a better, more suitable replacement. So I would imagine then if we just kind of lean into what we got, specifically the spirit with which we say it was created, I think we'd get a result we'd like. But God in all his divine wisdom, too, gave us free will.
True.
So we can mess up his good work anytime we get ready.
I was about to say, we can go the other way, too. We'll find out.
And I think that's where we at. I don't think what he designed is perfect. Including us, really. But we get in our own way and sometimes we give the devil credit for stuff when we really should just be going in the bathroom and looking in the mirror. Mm. But you guys have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And there at XI Repair, Jonathan Strange's team are ready to help you with all sorts of fixes there, especially if you're that smartphone. Mm-hmm. But they don't just do smartphone repairs.
Heck no, man.
They work on laptops.
Laptops. They work on drones. They work on gaming consoles.
Mm-hmm. Desktop computers, of course.
Desktops, yeah.
Don't forget data recovery. Now, often the example of somebody coming in looking for that data recovery service is you are in the middle of litigation, like a divorce or bad business deal, that, you know, things are going Splitsville in some way. So people try to delete incriminating or whatever messages that make them uncomfortable, text messages, emails. Well, XI Repair can recover that, but it doesn't have to be an awful situation like that.
I had a patent I was working on, and I had all the information on my computer. Mm. I blocked myself out.
XI Repair can help
you there.
Right. Maybe you just accidentally, you're trying to work way too long into the wee hours of the night, and as you're trying to copy-paste something, you accidentally deleted your whole directory. Yeah, XI Repair can help you out. It can help you out across the board. Check them out today at xirepair.com. That's the letter X, letter I, repair.com. You can get an immediate quote online, start a job, get in the queue immediately. Or you can always call them at 777-1234. That's 777-1234. And, well, be sure to tell them that you heard about them here on News and Views in the afternoon. Let's go to Simpler Days. Hey, Simpler Days.
Well, I thought the Supreme Court had gone to hell. I mean, I thought since Justice Kavanaugh was put on there and Trump had the appointees, I thought the Supreme Court had gone to hell. It seems like that they have cred now.
Yeah, especially since they started wearing those Hugo Boss robes.
Well, I'm happy because, you know, it just shows that sometimes when you throw rocks at the house, you know, just wait and good things can come for you. And, you know, all those people that said that, you know, the Supreme Court was never going to be the same again and the world's come to an end, see, good things can turn out, and I think it shows the Supreme Court has credibility.
Are you okay?
I'm drinking that good Kool-Aid. Triple X brand.
Well, enjoy your time in the astral realm, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, I really wish somebody like Coach Tupperwell, somebody of his statue, somebody of his demeanor, would have been walking through the old halls when the kids broke out singing the national anthem, and they started, you know, they stopped them. And I wish he could have butted in, and a few more that had some spines would have stepped out of their offices and said,
"I agree.
This ain't right. It ain't going to go down, and if you're going to do it, you're going to have to take on all of us."
It was one Capitol Police officer that stopped him, even though the leader of the choir showed them the paperwork, the pass, everything they had. She said, "No, you're not allowed to protest in here." I about had it with these Capitol Police. We already know they're corrupt as crap.
Well, I guarantee you, if the Rainbow Choir or another group would have broke out singing their song, there'd be hell to pay today.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good afternoon.
Appreciate it. And you just reminded me, we need to, remember that this is a special month. We'll have, let's have a head of state commemorate this for us.
I will never apologize.
This is Justin Trudeau.
For standing up for an LGBTQ2+.
Appreciate it, Prime Minister Trudeau. This part of the program brought to you by, well, Dylan Rings. We were telling you earlier how they are a true full-service jewelry store.
Right.
Here in Montgomery. They do it all there at Dylan Rings. And, well, they can also do custom design. Josh Ryder, I think that's where he really shines. I mean, he can do cleanings. He can do jewelry appraisal. Josh and Leslie both. They can do watch repairs or replacements of, refitting a stone, all sorts of stuff. But say you have a dream one night that I want a diamond ring.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want a big chain. I want some bling. Whatever it is, if you dream it up, Josh Ryder can make it a reality. In fact, he's helped a lot of people embody their stories in jewelry. It could be a great story like, hey, I just graduated, or it's our 50th anniversary. It's some big event, something you want to remember in life. Could be very sad, too. You know, you lost a loved one. You lost a child, even. He's made jewelry for those types of folks. And he does incredible work. He stopped by. He can do a digital rendering of the custom design he's put together, and then he can make it, again, a reality. So check out Dylan Rings today. You can always go to DylanRings.com or give him a call at 215-3669. That's 215-3669. But the best way to deal with Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dylan Rings is to stop by 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. That big platform, remember where Funzone used to be?
Yeah.
I used to work there.
That's right.
Yeah, they've got in that strip center there, right in front of there, right off of Atlanta Highway. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. He can make your dreams come true, folks.
No doubt.
You know, should we hit a break?
Yeah, let's hit a break.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, there's plenty else going on.
I need to scream out in pain for a
minute. I mean, before the break, can't we, like, get a little excited for somebody other than Donald John Trump? I mean, can't we get excited for Mike Pence?
Now, I want to say, President Joe Biden has been slow in providing military resources to Ukraine.
Oof.
I mean, they promised 33 Abrams tanks back in January. They're still waiting on them. We're waiting on F-16s to be transferred from somewhere.
Next.
I wonder how much money the military contractors have given his campaign. Mm. Them and Big Pharma.
Well, Pastrami's looking better and better.
Who?
Pastrami?
No, it's Vivek Ramaswamy.
That's Eddie. The guy. I think he's going to make a great VP.
Shut up. We'll be right back.
Joey Clark.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Approach here. Now, I want to say President Joe Biden has been slow in providing military resources to Ukraine. I mean, they promised 33 Abrams tanks back in January. They're still waiting on them. We're waiting on F-16s to be transferred from somewhere.
Yeah, and Mike Pence easily knows why it's taken so long, because it's, like, not easy to do. Like, right. This whole idea that whatever the Democrats do is just weak. We just got to be stronger, which helps the bottom line of all my big donors.
Yep.
Give me a break. I'm by no means a pacifist. I'm by no means, like, just full on. Like, sometimes you gotta fight. But it seems like we don't fight actually to the nation's benefit, or at least the people with the biggest megaphones who get to define what the national interest actually is.
You go right there, buddy.
Well, it seems like they're camouflaging their self-interest in the national interest, but that's just me. That's not the only clip that's been making the rounds on Mike Pence. He did a little sit-down CNN town hall last night. He also, well, was asked about January 6th.
Yep.
And, of course, you'll hear the tail end. It's his line I think he gave in his speech. He's like, I chose the Constitution over Trump. Donald Trump made me decide between the two, and I chose the Constitution.
Okay. The Constitution of the United States.
Sir, on that, Donald Trump says he is, quote, inclined to pardon many members of the mob who attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Those people were, of course...
Okay, Pence, you can see, as she's asking this question, folks, did you see what he did, Eddie? The little tight lip, like...
Yeah.
The head, he does not...
That's a little microaggression.
Part of the same mob who built gallows and chanted about wanting to hang you. Would you consider pardoning any of them?
You know, on the day of January 6th, I issued a tweet demanding that people...
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm going to let him finish. I'll back it up some. But how serious Pence can be, Mr. Serious Man? Very earnest.
Send out a tweet.
On the day of January 6th, you know, I sent out a tweet, and it's like, thank you, Mike, but let's let him, I'm sorry.
I issued a tweet. Demanding that people leave the Capitol and end the violence. And I said that those that failed to do that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
The law.
And I continue to believe that today.
The law.
We cannot ever allow what happened on January 6th to happen again in the heart of our democracy. And I'll stand by the decisions and the due process of court in our laws. And I have no interest or no intention of pardoning those that assaulted police officers or vandalized our Capitol. They need to be answerable to the law.
Well, he will stand over there with the other losers then. He said he will stand. So he will stand his sorry butt over the other losers. Spineless jerk.
But don't you...
Unless his wife tells him
Eddie,
to do
Eddie, 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 those, don't you believe...
I got nothing for that.
...in the law?
Yeah. But I got nothing for that, Dush.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to live in a country where the true, like, fullest extent rule of law, where all you got is pretty much law. Like, you just let the rules and the sound legal principles that develop over the centuries, they rule the day. But I think, sadly, we got a little bit of that. Sadly.
We got a little bit.
We're more a country of men. And now women. And men who think they're women. Women think they're men. Anybody in between. Like, it takes all types, I guess. And isn't it great? We've got, like, we progress so much in this society. We now It wasn't even Pride Month, and they had Lesbian Visibility Day. That's a good thing.
Are they invisible at other times?
Yes.
I did not know that.
It's a big problem.
Did not know that.
I don't even know where I was going with that. I started thinking of lesbians. I don't know why.
Okay, I was for Mike Pence when he was a Trump team guy. But in the back of my mind the whole time I thought, you buttered up to Trump because you want to be VP.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
But whoever's going to be Trump's VP then or now, I'm going to be honest, man, they're kind of weak.
Well, you
gotta, he wants him somebody he can tell what to do, period.
Sure. But also, look at the from Trump's point of view, as he's getting in there, as he wins the nomination,
yeah,
and then as he wins the presidency, he's got to staff up the White House, and he's got...
That's what this guy was supposed to be doing. He's got experience in that. Trump's a business guy.
Well, that's what I mean. Trump could rely on the true populist and like your Steve Bannon, your Breitbart crowd. Even Jeff Sessions could be included in that at that time, at least.
Yeah.
But then you had more the kind of Heritage Foundation think tanky people and these sorts of things, and then you had the RNC.
Yeah.
And I think this time around, if you look, all those folks with the RNC, they're behind DeSantis.
Yep. Which, I hate saying it, but that just makes me suspect.
And yet there are also a lot of Freedom Caucus people with DeSantis because he helped start that. But Trump, I think my point is going to be even more radical.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, he's not going to be that crazy, is he?
When I get back into the Oval Office, we will totally obliterate the deep state. We will.
That is a conspiracy. So don't you dare mess with the thing that doesn't exist. That's the message I keep hearing. And like, there's this great Politico piece I read yesterday. It's like, they're going on with their conspiratorial deep state fears. Well, if it doesn't exist, if it's just nonsense, then what are you so worried about? They believe in these conspiracies, Eddie, not just Trump, but also like RFK Jr. And like Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. They believe in these conspiracies that there's some technocratic media and university elite working also in the halls of government that actually massages and manages public opinion. What a conspiracy. But
it's just
even though it doesn't exist and what you believe in is just a stupid conspiracy, you and your deep state theories. He's a huge threat to it.
Okay.
It's the democracy that he's a threat to, not the thing we drape the word democracy over. And again, it's kind of like redistricting. You've got to have really smart folks who are politically connected decide how and when the people vote. The people don't actually, that's just what we tell the people that you rule yourselves. We have to corral your rule, or it's just going to get crazy. But let's let former President Trump, finish.
Office, we will totally obliterate the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
We will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. By the way, they spied on my campaign. They got caught. Can you imagine if we, let's take Barack Hussein Obama, let's say we spied on his campaign, you got caught. What do you think would happen? You think it would just be some stories in only a few newspapers, because most of them don't even want to write it. They would have brought back the electric chair. That's what they would have done. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Unequal justice. And I will require every federal employee to pass a new civil service test. How about the president? Let's start with the president. Demonstrating an understanding of our Constitution. To stop the local Marxist prosecutors who release rapists and murderers while persecuting conservatives. On day one of my new administration, I will direct the DOJ to investigate every radical district attorney and attorney general in America for their illegal, racist, in reverse enforcement of the law.
Again, in the news, it's been made clear that Trump is a target. His lawyer said the DOJ got in contact with him, said he's now a target of this investigation. A lot of folks say that means an indictment and it's possible arrest is coming down. So we'll see that. But interesting thing snuck into the corporate media, Eddie.
What's that, Bob?
So it's you might not have a taste for CBS or the New York Times or whatever, but you have to admit, don't get in your own head that, well, I'm so smart and everybody who disagrees with me is dumb. That's not how the world works.
Really?
Yeah. There are a lot of very talented people, say, at the New York Times and also at CBS. But one person...
Are they sweeping the floors?
Yeah, sure. Hey, nothing to shake.
Because they're not writing.
But no, I'm talking about Catherine Herridge there at CBS. Catherine Herridge was there with Fox for years. I always loved her reporting. Dan Morris and I would constantly use her reporting. CBS hired her away, and we're kind of like, how's she going to fit in there?
Right.
And yet, Catherine Herridge does this story. Now, it didn't make the big, big, like, headlines, but this is an interview with one of Trump's lawyers, and he describes in this interview, this two-minute clip here, and we'll hit a break, of his interaction with the special counsel who's going to go after Trump.
Yeah.
And the grand jury. Let's listen in.
And okay.
I'm surprised CBS let this get out, but Catherine Herridge, this is fantastic.
The Trump attorneys have raised questions about prosecutorial misconduct in this case. What did you witness?
I witnessed a lot of misconduct.
What did that look like?
So I, it's been reported, I went before the grand jury myself. I was not subpoenaed. I went involuntarily as you know, in the place of a custodian of records. And I was really stunned by what I saw in the grand jury room by the conduct of the prosecutors. You know, they made many attempts to try to get at privileged communications. They would ask me about conversations with my client. They would make improper references to the jury, trying to mislead them about that. At one point, it got to the level where, you know, they're asking me this again, and then they turn to the grand jury and they say, so you're refusing to provide this information. Like, no, I'm not refusing to provide. The ethical rules prohibit me. Even if the answer to this question is helpful, I'm not allowed to give it. And I turned to the jury and I said, and she knows it. She knows that it's an improper question. It's an improper inference. That then led to an exchange where she tried saying, well, the privilege has exceptions. It could be waived, yes. Well, if the president's so cooperative, why won't he waive privilege and allow you to tell the grand jury about his conversations?
Why does that cross a legal red line?
Well, that crosses a major red line as far as implying guilt to a jury based on the invocation of a constitutional right. It's the kind of thing that if that had happened in a trial court, the judge would have immediately stopped everything, probably declared a mistrial. And it's the kind of thing that, quite frankly, an attorney, a prosecuting attorney who willfully does that type of thing would potentially face discipline. And I think that they probably will when this case comes out.
Good. Got to hold folks accountable.
You know, Trump has been saying the deep state is corrupt, and you'll initially hear, well, the deep state, that doesn't exist. That's just a stupid conspiracy, you fascist. You'll hear Trump say the media is the enemy of the people, enemy of me, and all this stuff. And it's not like the media acts that way, right?
Yeah, they do, Joe.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
They do. Interesting.
Yeah, they do.
And it's not like Trump says, it's unequal justice, they're coming after me, and then what do? They come after him. What Trump saying, you think Putin's so bad? You don't think we've killed people? Our intelligence agencies haven't killed people? And Chuck Schumer, this was very early on in the Trump days, said...
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, this taunting to the intelligence community.
Let me tell you, you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
But the deep state doesn't exist. These are just great patriots who are serving the country. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. He should have won an Oscar. I agree, Soldier Boy. Yeah. If Trump wasn't onto something, they wouldn't be screaming as loud as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, as everybody's trying to become the next president of the United States, Trump seems like the only one who actually means what he's saying. Him and maybe RFK Jr.
Starting to like him. Hey, Pastrami ain't bad. Give him a chance.
Unfortunately, they're both deep state conspiracy theorists. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Join the fun as Second Saturday Riverfront Festivals return to Montgomery's Riverfront Park on June 10th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they celebrate the 70s. Dress in your best 70s attire and bring your roller skates. There'll be prizes for the top 70 outfits. The night will feature music by the cover band Hat Trick, the Montgomery Roller Derby team, a dance floor, themed mocktails, vintage cars, food vendors, and fireworks. Don't miss the 70s-themed Roll Bounce Skate Party, Saturday, June 10th, brought to you by the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs. Free admission, no outside alcohol permitted.
The new reality competition, Stars on Mars, is an interstellar hit. Fox Monday. 11 celebrity astronauts remain. And with dwindling rations, only one can survive.
Why did we come up here again?
Mars sucks.
William Shatner is mission control.
If you need anything at all, you're completely on your own.
A new Stars on Mars, followed by a new crime scene kitchen, hosted by Joel McHale.
Step away from the donuts!
Monday on Fox 20.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance you may encounter one of those evening thunder showers before they fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Otherwise, fairly humid. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Friday's high in the upper 80s to near 90. Saturday will go up to about 93. I think there'll be a good bit of sunshine both days. Rain chances are not quite zero, but rather small on Friday and Saturday. Then more scattered storms will return on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASB Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASB.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And folks, they really are reinventing men's health care. Now, I often try to speak directly to the men, Eddie.
Yeah.
But ladies, you know your man better than he probably knows himself. Am I right?
Yeah.
I don't get to use that phrase often. Am I right? But it's true. I think the women, especially the wives, know their husbands probably better than their husbands know themselves. So if you've noticed, and you really are kind of getting frustrated with him, but then you feel sad for him and you're worried about him, where he's just tired all the live long day.
Yeah.
Like, he's never in the mood for much of anything, including, you know what, which is no fun. He's even kind of just, he's starting to lose muscle mass. Like, he's not doing well. The problem, ladies, could be that your husband's got low T, low testosterone. Now, this happens naturally as people get older.
Certainly.
But it's also happening across the country where people younger and younger, in their 20s and their 30s, are experiencing low T problems. So why don't you suggest to have your husband, even have your boyfriend, go and buy Montgomery Men's Health. It's only $99, and in about an hour, you can know your testosterone numbers. And if you do have low T, they have treatments there that can truly change your life. You're going to see a new husband, a new man in your life. He's going to be, well, quite a man indeed. From just more energy to, he's got that muscle back. He's got that edge back. He's not, you know, waking up in the middle of the night. And he's sometimes, you know, he's actually in the mood when the time is right. So check out Montgomery Men's Health today. You can always call them. Make an appointment at 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. And be sure to tell them that you heard about him here. Tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views in the Afternoon sent you. Now, let's go to Red Top. And also, Red Top, I just want to forewarn you that as I'm listening to your call, I'm trying the newest Bluebell ice cream called, like, Java Jolt. And I have yet to take a bite, so you start talking so I can eat this.
Well, this is coffee flavored, obviously.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love coffee ice cream. They used to always have that in the stores whenever I was a kid because my mother's a Belgian, loved that. But, oh, damn, it's good. I know it is.
Well, here's the deal. It's the ice cream's just straight-up chocolate. The coffee comes in. It's a coffee fudge. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, this is good. Wow.
Ooh, okay. All right, God, I'm going to give them some today. That's all you need to say.
Available in stores right now.
You might be surprised how damn correct you are, Joey. By the way, Robert Kennedy Jr. is polling at least 20%.
Right.
I heard that on the French news yesterday, and I'm glad you're picking up some stuff from DC News because they're really good.
Would you believe that that guy the corporate media censored for 18 years is a conspiracy theorist?
Oh, yeah. Well. And, you know, just like...
at least that's what the corporate media says.
Yeah, and the FDLC with the parents group.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're going to let the budget move to Alabama because they can't stand California. I know, they told me themselves because I work for these bums. And water park's open, dudes. The grand opening's July 7th through 9th, but the guy next door to where I was just working in the Garden District, which we just had a good downpour over there, by the way, he's on his way to the water park. He says it's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, they're doing, I guess, a soft opening before the grand opening.
Trying to get Joey to go.
And he says it's really professional. And for a pro kayaker, it's really nice. So I think that's a great addition. Also, good somebody else is running for mayor. I don't care who it is, anybody but Stephen Reed. So I hope he's going to come in and see you at some point, Joey. If not, I'll call up the campaign and ask him to come get on there so we can talk to him a little bit.
I mean, I'd love to. If you want to take definitely that initiative and be my agent in that regard, go for it.
I would be glad to. You know, I did that as soon as Stephen Reed became mayor. I called his office and asked him to come on the radio, believe it or not. And then the pandemic hit. That kind of screwed everything up. But I actually did. And his secretary was super nice. I told him how Todd Strange would come on and talk all the time. And, you know, that's just hadn't materialized. I don't know what this man is talking about, getting the youth involved in he said youth involved in government. Now, I don't know why he needs to do that. I admit the youth needs something to do in this town, but I don't know what the mayor can do about it. But as far as I'm concerned, anybody, state or mayor that hates the city, does not need to run a city. Roll Tide, go Trump. And damn, I'm going to give me some of that Bluebell. Thank you, Joey, for the tip.
Appreciate it, Red Top. Yeah, Red Top's referring to Marcus McNeil. He's 29. I'd love to have Marcus on the show.
We'll definitely have to reach out.
I've already been in touch with the mayor's folks. They want to be back on the program. So happy to have all who would want to be on. Hey, let's hit a last break. We'll come back to Ray Bowles at 272-9228.
He may not know.
going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy has proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of June, we celebrate Father's Day with $20 discounted gift cards. Improve Dad's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit my website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, my name is Twan Nettles Jackson, and I'm the owner of Jackson Tax Service. And when it comes to advertising my business, Blue Water Broadcasting is my number one choice. I've been using them for several years, and they definitely helped increase my business. What are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Let's go right to the phones, talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. We got Dad on the line, two way in. I bet he won't speak, though. Hey, Dad. Hello.
What's up, Pops?
Father.
I know you're there.
Fasha, don't do this to your dad on live radio.
It's so much fun, bro. It's worth
just checking to see if you need to pick anything up.
No, we're good. Don't come on back to the office.
I'll think a little bit.
I love doing that to him.
Sounds like...
What a good day. That just made my day. It made a perfect day out of the day. I've already been to Auburn and back. I'm picked to walk here. Look at this water damage. That's something we don't talk a lot about. If you have a water damage, and it just floors a little bit of sheetrock, a little bit of painting, a little bit of trim, we can most definitely handle that. And we work with a lot of insurance companies, and we're on the Xactimate system. So when we send it in, it's immediately approved. You don't have to get three bids, go through all that kind of crap. And within a week, you got your house put back together.
Well, that sounds like good idea.
So is it still 285-8117?
It is. And if you call after hours, it will prompt you to hit 1, and that usually goes to my phone.
Oh, cool.
Okay, very cool. And, of course, folks, you can always go to PrattvilleCarpet.com or just stop by the store at 2201 Cobbsford Road.
That's it. And I will answer if you call me after hours, unless it's supper time. Well, now me, and after the way you knew how Angie cooked, you wouldn't answer the phone either.
Well, Ray, it's always great hearing you. And folks, when you stop by or call and get in touch with Prattville Carpet, be sure to tell them you heard Ray and Ronnie on the phone.
Well, Ray, of course, Ronnie.
Appreciate you.